1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Good morning, guys. Happy Tuesday. It is a little wet out there, but it's all right. The weather's still good. It's not cold out there. So as you can hear, voice is actually getting a little bit better. Telling you, tea and honey has been my best friend this entire week. So yesterday, my voice was a little shoddy, but with the power of honey and tea, it is coming back. At one point, I was kind of considering a bee colony and starting that up in my backyard, but I've still got that 5-gallon pickle bucket from Chris from BC Pizza. He gave me that's full of raw honey. I honestly think that's going to last me like over a decade easily. It's amazing though. It's helped out so much. I'm just happy this is happening now, guys. My track record during vacations is terrible. Like I mentioned, I'm going to the UP in a couple of weeks and I have gotten sick on so many crazy things have happened to me on vacation. It is really weird, but I'm just happy I'm getting sick now. That way I can enjoy going to the waterfalls and all the other stuff that's happening up there, man. But there's going to be a lot happening before then, like today. Like I mentioned, we got Sweetwater's Donuts after 7. You're listening for that safe song of the day for the $25 On Target gift card that's right here in Kalamazoo, On Target. They've been a family and veteran-owned business for over 45 years, and that's coming after 8 a.m. So if you want to get that safe song of the day, make sure to check it out on the 1077 RKR app. Also, 840, Nick from Kalamazoo Athletic Wellness is going to be rocking it out with us. And we're going to give you $20 in Michigan Lottery scratch-off tickets with our Rocker Big Picks of the Week. So hang out all morning on 1077 RKR. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. So we didn't talk about this yesterday, but we recently lost a Michigan wrestling legend, Sabu. Has passed away at the age of 60. He was Terrence Brunk, but he was better known as Sabu. He wrestled for ECW and WWE. Guy actually wrestled at WrestleMania 23 at Ford Field, which is really cool. His uncle is the Sheik, the original Sheik. And coincidentally enough, tonight's episode of Dark Side of the Ring on Vice TV is about the Sheik. And Sabu is actually on that episode. He recently had his last match last month, almost a month ago, and he had it for Game Changer Wrestling. And there's a very heavy dispute. There's a very heavy accusation going towards Game Changer Wrestling that you can see on the 1077 RKR app where there's a people who are apparently saying that this wrestling federation drugged Sabu before his match, which was absolutely not the case. Now, they were saying that he was apparently under the influence of a substance that isn't illegal in Michigan. But again, you can read more about it on the 1077 RKR app. Joey Janela, who wrestles for Game Changer Wrestling, is refuting this whole claim. And it's not a good look that the fan who tweeted this thing out ended up deleting his tweet. But Joey Janela left his up there. And again, it's just unfortunate. Like Joey said, he's like, that night was about Sabu. He wouldn't have changed a thing. Of course, Sabu's cause of death hasn't been realized, but just an unfortunate situation. So I'm looking forward to this Dark Side of the Ring. I'm sure they're going to have some kind of tribute to him tonight. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's Vinyl and 45 on the Rocker. One of the first compilation albums overseen by Experience Hendrix, First Rays of the New Rising Sun is one of the best compilation albums released by Jimi Hendrix. Featuring songs mostly intended for his planned fourth studio album, it features a star-studded lineup featuring Buddy Miles, Stephen Stills, and Steve Winwood. This may not have been his official fourth album, but it truly feels like it. Pick up this album and experience Hendrix once again. This has been Vinyl in 45 on 1077 RKR. Through the night. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Last year, in the fall, when we were talking about Sherman's Dairy Bar in South Haven closing, a lot of people were very torn because Sherman's Dairy Bar was open for 66 years. They were such a long running company. And, you know, they were closed down, and it really caught us by surprise that they have actually reopened under new ownership. In fact, they've got a rebranding. So they've got a brand new name and a brand new logo. If you open up the 107.7 RKR app, you can see them both. This is the owner, the guy who purchased this. He is also owns Oink's Dutch Treat in New Buffalo, Mike Szymanski. And so he purchased this legendary ice cream shop. He's actually got some big plans for the future. So if you want to check this out, it's on the 107.7 RKR app. You can see the big plans he's got for the future. You see their hours, their new logo, their rebranding. And also hit me up at 978-1077. I want to know where your favorite ice cream shops are. I will say that place in Nottawa with I can't remember what it's called, like the Gut Buster or something, where it's like 18 scoops. That thing is insane. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Last week, I went to the Secretary of State because time was running down on getting a real ID. And if you have not gotten a real ID, you are actually late to the show. So by now, you should have already had your Michigan real ID. I will say, though, they have really stepped it up at the Secretary of State. I remember that being a stuffy, uncomfortable experience. And the way they've got it set up now, everything actually moves really quick. I mean, I remember spending hours at the Secretary of State. I was only there for like 20 minutes, had everything set up. But yeah, for, you know, decades, the design of our driver's license and the information contained went relatively unchanged. Now our licenses can be real IDs or enhanced IDs. And there is a difference between the two. So you're going to want to make sure that you've got the right one. You can see the difference on the 107.7 RKR app. Neither license is free. There are small fees, but honestly, it wasn't even that much. But there is a big difference between the enhanced ID and the real ID. So open up the 107.7 RKR app. Make sure that you got the right one so you don't waste your time next time you go to the Secretary. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. And it's time for our Rocker Big Picks of the Week with Kalamazoo Athletic Wellness. And we welcome back Nick into the studio. Good morning, brother.
Good morning.
You were saying it's always a good morning when you wake up and it's 60 degrees outside.
That's correct. I like to let my gams fly, so it's nice to wear shorts.
Game on point. We've got to take a look at, with our Rocker Big Picks of the Week. Kind of do a quick recap. Tigers beat the Rockies 8-6. Warriors beat the Timberwolves in a very low-scoring game one last week. And I almost guessed the correct score for the Capitals win, but close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. So we both took a point, but you actually gained a point on me this week. So currently you're at 57. I am at 59. Okay. Basketball. We're going to be doing something a little bit different today, as we are going to be getting into the semifinals here of both NHL and NBA. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be picking on both sides of the conference for both sports. And I'm going to start off with hockey. And, you know, there's a lot of lopsidedness in both of these brackets right now. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, when we originally thought that the Capitals were going to go all the way, they're down 3-1 in the series right now. Mm-hmm. Carolina is looking way too good. And I'm feeling that Carolina and Florida are going to be facing each other in the conference finals. What are you thinking here?
You know, I'm going to hold tight to my belief in the Capitals. I think they're going to go on a run, and they're going to run out, and they're going to make it to the end there. And then what was the other matchup again?
Florida.
Florida and...
They are currently playing... who are they playing again? I can't even remember who they're playing. Listen... The Red Wings aren't playing right now, so I'm just like, I don't care. Hockey doesn't exist for me right now. No. Currently, the Florida Panthers are against Toronto, and it's 2-2 in that series right now.
Gotcha. Yep. So I picked Maple Leafs in a Game 7 shootout. I think that one's going to go all the way down.
Man, Leafs. Okay, taking the Leafs on that one. On the other side of the bracket, we're taking a look at Winnipeg, Dallas. Currently, Winnipeg down 2-1. I like Dallas in this series. I feel like they're going to be taking this one all the way. And on the bottom there, we're looking at Edmonton, who's got a 3-1 advantage over the Golden Knights. And as much as I love Vegas Golden Knights, I think Edmonton is going to make it out of the alive on this one. I'm saying Dallas and Edmonton in the finals on the West. So where are you taking this one?
This is going to make it interesting in this, I think. So I am picking the Oilers against the Jets. I think the Jets are going to rebound and win out in that one.
This could potentially put you in the lead. All right, looking over to the NBA playoffs. What do you got for these games?
So for these games, I think the Nuggets are going to come out and they're going to move into the next round. I think that also is going to move into a Game 7 win on that area. And I think the Timberwolves are just way too strong. They look way too good. They're playing on a whole nother level. And so they're going to move forward as well. Pacers are also just like overwhelmingly good right now for whatever reason. And I think the Cavs are going to win the next game, but then the Pacers are going to finally put them out of their misery. And then I think with Jason Tatum likely out, the Celts just don't have it to overcome the Knicks. The Knicks are going to move on.
Yeah, I'm feeling this one too. You know, it's kind of interesting because we saw the injury from, was it last night when he suffered that injury?
I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
Yeah, so that pretty much ends the season right there for them. I'm definitely saying Pacers and Celtics. And you know what? I went for the long shot, too. I actually am also picking the Nuggets to take it in the Western Conference Finals against the Thunder, which is a really hard Thunder team, one that I thought was going to make it to the championship this year. But the Nuggets, they've just been battling.
Yeah.
They've got that spunk in them. So Minnesota Timberwolves, again, absolutely clutch. Locking down the first draft pick. Gee, I didn't see that coming. And NBA is rigged. Timberwolves Nuggets are definitely facing off in the conference championship on that one. So we're seeing eye to eye on this one, but you did get risky in the NHL.
Yeah.
So this could really come back to help you out here. What's happening at Kalamazoo Athletic Wellness?
Well, I mean, you mentioned not too long ago that we're going to be there at the Bad Back golf tournament.
Yeah, man.
And so we're going to be on the hole nine doing the Bad back nine back massage.
Love it.
Yep. So come on over, get your neck and shoulders rubbed. Also, we still have the introductory Pilates class that's going on this coming weekend. If you want to sign up for that, it's only $15. Give us a call, 269-373-1000.
Beautiful. And if you guys want to try to get in on some winnings right now, you could potentially use the Michigan Lottery to pay for your golf outing tickets. 978-1077, caller number 7. You're going to win $20 in Michigan Lottery scratch-off tickets. And good luck next week on these picks, Nick.
Yay.
And we'll see if we totally crap the bed on all sports. Two for Tuesday at 107.7 RKR, sponsored by Next Level Performance Center in Schoolcraft. We are doing our Workplace of the Week every single week. And you can be a part of it, too. If you support the rocker, you jam the rocker while you're at work. Because let's face it, rock and roll helps getting you through the workday so much easier. We want to celebrate you by throwing you a pizza party, compliments of BC Pizza in Kalamazoo. If you have not signed your workplace up, do it right now on the 107.7 RKR app, WRKR.com. Click that workplace button, get signed up, and then right around this time on Friday, we'll welcome back the Turner family from BC Pizza and announce our new workplace of the week. Right before we announce our new dining deals, we're going to have a new dining deals next week and cracking that first beer of the weekend with Presidential Brewing Company on 107.7 RKR. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. We do this beautiful thing all month long called Jen Austin's Fortune Friday. And you're going to want to make sure you're listening to the Rocker Ride Home, sponsored by Angels Gentlemen's Club, because Jen Austin is going to be giving away $100 in Michigan Lottery scratch-off tickets every Friday. And all you have to do to be a part of it is listen to that Rocker Ride Home at 5 and write down the first song that plays during the Rocker Ride Home, because after Jen plays that first song at 5 on Friday, you give a call in. And repeat those first songs that play during the Rocker Ride Home all week back to Jen, and she will hook you up with $100 in Michigan Lottery scratch-off tickets. That could be some big, big money. So make sure you're writing it down today at 5 and tomorrow. Get that call in so you can win some big-time money, potentially. That would be huge.